There are signs that the reading of Scripture was very much a part of Christian congregational life. The Apostle Paul urged the Colossians, "After this letter has been read to you, see that it is also read in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you in turn read the letter from Laodicea." Colossians chapter 4, verse 16, NIV. Justin Martyr, writing in the middle of the second century, gives us the first description of a Christian service. "On the day called the Day of the Sun, all who live in cities or in the country gather together to one place, and the memoirs of the apostles or the writings of the prophets are read, as long as time permits. Then, when the reader has ceased, the president verbally instructs and exhorts to the imitation of these good things. Then we all rise together and pray." Thus we see by Justin's time, the memoirs of the apostles, which was his title for the Gospels, were a central part of Christian worship. The mere act of reading a book in Christian worship did not assure the writing an eventual place in the canon. We know, for example, that Clement, Bishop of Rome, wrote a letter to the church at Corinth about AD 96, and 80 years later, it was still the custom in Corinth to read Clement's letter at public worship. Yet Clement's letter was never added to the canon. Books read at the worship of the church had a special position and had started on the road that led to entrance into the canon of Scripture, but some did not make it. Third, and perhaps the fundamental factor behind a Christian book's acceptance into the New Testament, was its ties to an apostle. This was the test of a book's validity. Was it written by an apostle, or at least by a man who had direct contact with the circle of the apostles? In the early church, the apostles held a place that other men simply could not fill. Early believers always regarded them as men who had a unique relationship with the Lord. Did not Jesus say, "He who receives you receives me"? Matthew chapter 10, verse 40. Clement of Rome reflects this general attitude of Christians when he writes, "The apostles were made evangelists to us by the Lord Christ. Jesus Christ was sent by God. Thus Christ is from God and the apostles from Christ. The church is built on them as a foundation."